What is happening, is that those listeners? Happy motherfucking New Year, everybody. Yeah, that's right. 2019, I'm coming in hot. I got no fucks to give in 2019, you know? I got a lava lamp next to me right now. And you guys are probably thinking, John, you're 25 years old. Look, I know. I got a lava lamp. I got a PS4. I'm a big ass child is what I am. But it's 2019. New Year's resolution. New year, new me. Let's go. How's everybody doing? I hope you guys have very fun and very safe New Year's celebrations if you're into it. Here's the thing though. I'm not really into New Year's. I'm not into the New Year's resolutions. I'm just not into it. And for the people that set New Year's resolutions and that 1% that actually follows through, you know, kudos to you. They're the real MVPs. What are like some of the main things that people say that they want for their New Year's resolutions? Obviously, there's like lose weight, eat better, quit smoking. I think I saw one for read more. And then, like, people say, like, less smart. I want to be on my smartphone less. I want to go on Instagram less. Look, dude, the lose weight and eat better, the fact that people wait for New Year's to, like, tell themselves that they're going to do that doesn't make sense. But for the people that, like, need a black and white line, you know, and they draw the line in the sand and say, all right, after fucking, dude, that's it. On the first, that's it. If they have that self-control, I'm all for them. I'm not talking to them, obviously. I'm talking to the people that say they're going to change and come next Tuesday, they're stuffing their face with nachos. Oh, man. Quit smoking. That's another dumb one. Just fucking stop smoking. People still smoke cigarettes, obviously. Like who's smoking cigarettes these days? If you're over 30, or I mean under 30, I'm sorry. Over 30, that's when I feel like people still smoke. But if you're under 30, what are you doing smoking a cigarette? That should not be anybody's New Year resolution. That shit should have been out the window years ago. I always tell like my mom and my grandma, because I'll read like self-help books. I always tell them, hey, you know, you guys should read this. It'll totally help you quit smoking. They're like, I'll quit when I want to quit. You know, that's cool too. If you want to keep smoking, kill them lungs, do it. All I'm saying is that's not the way I'm going out like that. Read more. I really think everybody should read more. Myself included. We're so obsessed with like binge watching on Netflix and like YouTube, you know, that fucking algorithm that YouTube has. YouTube could trap you for like 4 hours and you don't even know it. You blink and it went from 1 p.m. to 6:30. You're like, what the fuck just happened? Like, I swear all I wanted to watch was like this do-it-yourself. All I wanted to do was make a table, and I wanted to figure out how to do it on YouTube. Now, I'm watching people fall into enclosures at the zoo. How did this happen? That shit happens to me all the time. Not like that extreme, obviously, but shit where I'll be talking to somebody about something that I've never searched on my phone ever. I'll be talking to somebody about like a dope pair of shoes or like a supplement or a comedian that I really like. Next thing you know, I'm on Google and ads start popping up to go see that comedian. That those supplements are on sale, that those shoes are dropping soon. How does that happen? That's not normal. Less smartphone. That was another one I just said, but that's the less smartphone one, man. I think we could all benefit from it. One of the guys I work with is actually stopping. He deleted all of his social media and he just wants to try it out for a month. And I am so fucking jealous of him that I have the podcast, so I need my social media to let you guys know when I post new episodes, because really that's the only way you guys are going to remember me, is if I post and annoy you. And I'm sorry, I really am sorry for the people that, like, they just get annoyed when I post something about the podcast, right? I am sorry for those people that get annoyed when I post once a week, twice a week, that I did a podcast. And I blow up social media, I blow up Snapchat, my Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, all of it. I'm sorry, but it's the only way that I can get you fuckers to listen to my podcast. I have things that I want to get off my chest, and I think that more people need to hear it. Even though it's just, am I egotistical? Absolutely. I'm sorry. I apologize. That's my New Year's resolution, is to grow the cult as big as it's ever been. I mean, it's going to keep growing, but like the cult, I mean, we're still babies. The cult is a baby right now. And I don't know what it is. I kind of have like a weird good feeling about the podcast this year. I really do. And I'm not sure why. I just have a gut feeling. Also, some of the, off topic, but, some of the guests that I plan on getting on, G. Bush, obviously, from ESPN. Me and him, we just got to figure out a time when our schedules work. I might get this guy Bronco on that I used to talk to, in like high school, not even really high school. I talked to him in middle school a little bit, and then I hung out with him a few times. He's just he's an interesting dude. I don't know. If you guys have suggestions of who to get, obviously don't be like, fucking, dude, see if you get Brent Shaw on your podcast. See if you get Joe Rogan on your podcast. They're not coming on. See if you get Stipe. I tried. Trust me, I've tried. And I'll keep trying for Stipe. Trust me, I will keep trying my hardest to get Stipe on our podcast and get him into the cult with us. But it's not looking good. He's a busy dude. I'm going to have Alex on more. Because it seems like, I think the best response I get is when I post a podcast with my buddy Alexa, the one that trains with Stipe. Those podcasts they always seem to be good. I think we did two or three. Those ones always seem to be pretty good. But speaking of UFC, MMA, that whole fight world. Oh, man. So, UFC 232, was it? I didn't do a recap. And I feel like I did a disservice, almost, by not doing a recap of what I think is one of the best fight cards I have ever seen, honestly. 232 was an amazing fight card. Now, So the Chad Mendes, I picked Chad Mendes in that fight, and Alexander Volkanovski. They find, by the way, the app finally got him a picture. But my goodness, that he's a monster. Volkanovski is a monster. The Ilir Latifi and Corey Anderson. I don't think I called that fight. I wanted Corey Anderson to win just because, I mean, I do like Corey Anderson. And he did. He did. That was, I mean, I saw somebody on, I think it was on Twitter, say something about, like, Latifi got robbed. I think I saw, it was like one or two people said that. Like, he definitely didn't get robbed. That was, it looked not, it wasn't like completely one-sided, but Corey Anderson, I think, definitely won that fight. Now, the last three fights, those were the ones that I was really excited about. So, Carlos Condit and Michael Chiesa, I don't remember who I picked for this, but God damn, did Michael Chiesa look good. Jesus. Like, almost at no point in that fight was I actually worried about him. That doesn't happen that often in the UFC where you're just like, nah, it's all right. He's going to be okay. He looked so good in that fight. It just blew my mind. I don't know what's next for Michael Chiesa. I don't know who he fights next, is what I mean. Kevin Lee beat him, right, in that one fight where it was stopped early. And then I don't think whatever. I don't know what's going on for him. And then as far as like Carlos Condit, I mean, he's 30-12. I don't know what is next for him either. Hopefully not much more, because you don't want to see guys fight like high 30s, 40, 50 fights. Then it gets to like BJ Penn, and it's just, it ends up being sad, you know? Now, Chris Cyborg, Amanda Nunes. Who would have thought, you know? Amanda Nunes. I wanted Amanda Nunes to win that fight real bad. I really did. I wanted Amanda Nunes to win that fight. I said in the podcast, if you had some money to spend, bet it on Amanda Nunes or Gustafson. Well, I was almost right on both, but I was right on one of them. I was so happy for her. I was so happy for Amanda Nunes after that fight that I got emotional for her watching how happy she was after that fight. She knocked out Chris Cyborg in the first round. She's the greatest female fighter of all time. All time. That was, I was so happy for her that I got emotional. That's like, that doesn't happen that often, especially not in sports. I mean, you can get excited for your teams. You could cry for your teams. But for a fight, like a fighter, with Connor, I guess it's different because, like, he has Ireland. He's, like, representing Ireland. But for, like, Amanda Nunes, like, dude, there's nothing that me and her have in common. We both like chicks. That's about it. And for her to go against Cyborg and knock her out in the first round, that's like, that was a great moment for the female division in the UFC. No one thought they could beat Cyborg. No one thought Amanda Nunes could beat Cyborg. And she knocked her out in the first round. It really was amazing. That was a really amazing. It was just, I was so happy for her. Then John Jones, Gustafson. I don't know what's next for Gus. Just because as long as John Jones is around, I don't think he's beating him. And then as far as John Jones is concerned, okay, so he obviously took something, right? I expressed this in my podcast. He obviously took something. But how much did he take? He took enough for it to pop hot. And here's what you don't want. Okay, the people that come out and say, this is what for sure happened. This is exactly what happened. It's cut and dry. This is it. Don't believe those people, because that's not what's going on. Now, what I think happened is he got flagged because he has a very high microdosing program. Or, this is the other thing that could have happened. He took some hardcore shit. Do you remember when he was on Instagram, like, doing deadlifts looking swole? Dude, look up John Jones jacked. And you're going to be like, oh, what the fuck is that? He doesn't look like the same guy. It's like, it's not as drastic as Uberim and Overeem. But you could definitely tell he's not taking GNC protein and fucking creatine, okay? And the camp he trains at is, like, notorious for having these kind of things happen. So that's what I think is going on, is that he did a high microdosing program, or he either did a high microdosing program or it's leftover from the hardcore shit he was doing before when they weren't really, thanks, Jesse.
Stop the podcast, because I must say what I just meant. I made.
Okay, hold on, guys. I'll be right back.
And we're back.
Oh, we're back. She wanted to tell you guys what she just made.
So, you didn't like how I had the veggie burger. Okay. That was the barbecue.
Yeah.
So I did make the barbecue one. I put cheese on it, and then I grilled it like a grilled cheese.
Oh, snap.
So tell me how that is. You got your beef maruchan, you know.
She got me some, I got ramen.
Some nachos.
And some nachos. What the fuck did I just say at the beginning of this podcast? I just said some bullshit about eating nachos right after I said I was going to get healthy, didn't I?
21 nachos.
But yeah, so that's what I think happened with John Jones. Also, okay, so I promise you this. This is the one thing that you can almost guarantee. Okay, so John Jones obviously took steroids, either right now or at some point in his life. He's taking steroids. That's obvious. What's also pretty obvious now is that it really doesn't matter. Okay, so if everybody in the UFC did 2 to 5 times as much steroids as John Jones was doing, they still don't beat him. He's just, He's too good. And you're doing yourself a disservice if you hold that against him. You can hold it against him, but don't, like, put that as his career. Because it doesn't work like that. Do the same stack that John Jones is doing. Do the same stack that Barry Bonds is doing, and then get into the octagon or go try to hit a baseball. It just does not work like that. Now, the other thing that you should... well, you shouldn't look at it weird because, I mean, he came out and said it. But Jeff Nowitzki, a.k.a. the Golden Snitch, was on Rogan's podcast. And he was kind of talking... They were talking about John Jones and the suspension in Nevada, what happened. Of course, he came on there talking about picograms, talking all this nonsense mumbo-jumbo that us plain folk can't... We don't understand it. But Joe asked Jeff Nowitzki, he said, why was the suspension for John and Frank Mir, who tested for the same thing that John Jones tested, why was his sentence so much longer than John Jones? Frank Mir got like a 2-year suspension. And Jeff Nowitzki said, because John Jones is cooperating with USADA. Now, I said, wait, huh? He basically said the reason that John Jones got the fight moved to a different location instead of getting a suspension is because John Jones is a snitch.
I thought you liked him.
I love John Jones. But
I'm surprised to hear you talking shit.
I love John Jones, shitty person.
Whoa.
I thought that was unbelievable that he just came out and was like, yeah, he's working with USADA. That's why his suspension is different than Frank Mir's. Because he literally just said he is snitching. Now, for USADA to give him such a pass for his cooperation, do you think it has anything to do with the fact that John Jones is clearly taking steroids and he knows what exactly is going on in that part of, like, the UFC? It's just like, it's a freaking bummer, man.
Can I just hear Jeffrey Dahmer?
What?
Oh.
I said a freaking bummer, not Jeffrey Dahmer. Oh, gosh. Now, the other thing I wanted to talk about that I actually saw on, Chris D'Elia talking about this, and then I was like, what the fuck is he talking about? Dude, did you look up the Coachella 2019 lineup?
No.
Here's the name.
Ariana.
The names of the people performing. So, Friday,
when is Coachella, by the way?
Do they do it twice? Because it says Friday, April.
Lollapalooza.
It says Friday, April 12th and 19th. And then it says Saturday, April 13th and 20th. Sunday, April 14th and 21st.
I don't know if they, like, do the same exact thing each weekend.
Oh, okay. So, here's the Friday lineup. Childish Gambino. Janelle Monáe. DJ Snake, Rufus Du Sol, Blackpink, Anderson .Paak, which, by the way, what the fuck is up with that guy's name? Why is it Anderson period P P-A-A-K, and they want me to pronounce it Pack.
P-A-A-K? Hawk.
Yeah.
Okay, it's just like quinoa.
Quinoa? How is that just like quinoa?
I used to pronounce it quinoa.
Oh, it's actually Anderson Pack and the Free Nationals. Casey Musgraves. Juice WRLD, that's your boy. Hi. Los Tucanes de Tijuana. Jaden Smith, that's a normal sound. Normal mouth noise. Alright, so Saturday, Tame Impala is the fucking headliner. Solange, Kid Cudi, Weezer. This is actually kind of like a good lineup. And then it goes Aphex Twin, J Balvin, Bass Nectar. Like, it's, I get it. The groups are okay. So Sunday it's Ariana Grande, Khaled, Zedd, Gesaffelstein, Bad Bunny, who's a Spanish dude. Playboy Cardi, Blood Orange, Sophie Tucker. It's just the actual names. Like, if you're just reading it, it's actually, it's like, it's, it sounds funny if you just read the names of these. Let's Eat Grandma, one of the groups. Still Woozy. I don't understand it. I don't understand Coachella. It's just, it seems like it's something that everybody does because they're told they should do. Does that make sense? Jason, it does. I feel like it's, how much are tickets for Coachella?
Expensive.
They gotta be expensive as shit, right? Let's look it up real quick. Jesus Christ. The VIP access is $899, starting at $899, and general admission goes for $399 starting, plus an optional shuttle pass for an extra $75. The cheapest, basically what that means is for the cheapest ticket to Coachella, and this isn't including food, this isn't including traveling, this isn't including staying in wherever you're going to stay, You're looking at $500 to go see Let's Eat Grandma. It's bitch shit, man. That's annoying that because people are told you should go do this because it's the cool thing to do and like the fucking media hypes it up and people we look up to hype it up, that you think that it's a good idea to go do that when it's really not. It's not. Go camping. It's the same thing. Go camping and play the music you want to hear. And do drugs. And it'll cost you about $100. And you could be surrounded by your best buddies. Or you could go to Coachella.
Are you trying to say something, John?
What? That I want to go camping and do drugs?
That sounds exactly like what you would like to do.
Okay, what I'm really trying to say is that the cult is growing. Okay, I just said that in the beginning of the podcast. The cult is growing, and we're going to start looking for this cabin in the woods to retreat to on, I don't know, weekends, maybe every other weekend, once a month. It's going to be great, guys. It's going to be great. And the last thing that I wanted to talk about is Young Jock's new haircut. Now, what the fuck was he thinking? That man went into his barber and said, give me the Walmart cashier. And he said, all right, cool. What you want, the male or female? He said, give me the female. And the barber probably looked at him and said, it's going down. Ooh, you like how I did that? Hmm. Young Jock line, right in the middle of making fun of Young Jock.
I'm not gonna say much about this, but I did definitely listen to him today.
You listen to Young Jock today?
What's going down?
You listen to that song?
Yeah. It's the best song to work out to.
It's going down. Meet me in a trail. It's going down. R.I.P. to Young Jock. Because after that, I don't know how anyone could take him serious. Can you take him serious? Did you see his haircut?
Who?
Young Jock.
No, why?
Look up Young Jock haircut 2019. And you're going to say, oh, okay, I get it. That's a middle-aged black woman.
All I did is press Young J and it went to Young Jock haircut.
Really? Oh, man. I feel bad for the man. Cause
is he trying to be, like, super white?
You saw it?
He looks emo, goth.
Which one are you looking at?
Is it the blue?
Yeah.
Looks like the Take 5 gum wrapper.
The Take 5 gum wrapper?
Yeah.
I saw one comment that said it looked like he got his niece that works at T-Mobile's haircut. That's a funny. Oh man, fucking Young Jock, man. It's sad to see the people you grew up with go down the wrong hole. Happened with Lil Wayne for a while when he was having seizures and shit on airplanes, but. Whatever. Let's end this one on a good note. I want you guys to all go Google Young Jock haircut. And also, how about this? When I post what topics you guys want, how about you fucking tell me what topics you want? You know? Mm-hmm. I mean, or it's going to be this. It's going to be me rambling about fucking Young Jock's haircut. Anyway, I'm going to do this one for my people that are going to Coachella and seeing Juice WRLD. Until next time. Peace. For real though. Until next time. Peace. Another one, but I am the better one. I won't let you forget.